Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has recorded 1,351 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. There were also 12 deaths recorded, 10 in people who were not vaccinated. Health Minister Brad Hazzard announced the regional areas of Lismore and Albury will go into lockdown due to an increase in cases.
That lockdown will occur as from 6 p.m. today. Health has made a decision that the period of lockdown initially will be 7 days. Now, the reason for that is to try and get a handle on what exactly is going on in the local areas.
Victoria has recorded 514 new COVID-19 cases as the regional town of Ballarat joins Melbourne in lockdown. Health officials say 148 cases were linked to known outbreaks and the source of 366 are not yet known. It is the state's highest daily tally since August last year. Still in Victoria, and religious schools will be banned from sacking or refusing to hire staff based on their sexual orientation or gender identity under new reforms proposed by the state government. The reforms will close a gap in Victoria's current anti-discrimination laws and will be introduced to Parliament later this year. Australia, the United States, and the United Kingdom have formed a new international alliance. The security group is called AUKUS. It was announced this morning by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, US President Joe Biden, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The alliance will reportedly access new technology to build a new fleet of nuclear-powered submarines. Mr. Morrison says construction of the new submarines will be in Australia.
This will include an intense examination of what we need to do to exercise our nuclear stewardship responsibilities here in Australia. We intend to build these submarines in Adelaide, Australia, in close cooperation with the United Kingdom and the United States. But let me be clear, Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons or establish a civil nuclear capability. And we will continue to meet all our nuclear non-proliferation obligations.
Mr. Biden says they also aim to improve peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve. Because the future of each of our nations, and indeed the world, depends on a free and open Indo-Pacific enduring and flourishing in the decades ahead.
United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres says he cannot ask world leaders to show they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Dozens of leaders, foreign ministers and diplomats are due to be in New York City next week for an annual high-level gathering at the United Nations. New York City officials say proof should be required and shown for anyone entering the United Nations General Assembly Hall. But Mr. Guterres says that is not realistic to expect everyone to be vaccinated.
Others come from countries where vaccines are not yet available. But the overwhelming majority of the delegations come indeed vaccinated. But this shows how dramatic the inequality is today in relation to vaccination.
Members of the Afghanistan women's football team and their families have arrived in Pakistan to seek refuge after fleeing their country in the wake of the Taliban's takeover. Officials say the Afghan female soccer players entered Pakistan through a border crossing holding humanitarian visas. A mother of one of the players, Nafisa, explains why they left their home to try to reach Pakistan.
My daughters very love football and always play football. So the Taliban don't allow to play football for the women. So my daughter was worried about this. So I decided, my decision was go out my daughters from the Afghanistan.
And finally, the Women's Cricket Big Bash League will begin in Tasmania, with the state to host the first 20 matches of the season after COVID-19 border closures forced a shake-up of the original schedule. All eight teams will travel to Tasmania for the first fortnight, with matches played across three venues. Players based in Melbourne, Sydney and Canberra will be required to complete a hard quarantine for a fortnight ahead of the opening matches. Thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English.